T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. We continue our 36 Hours for Kids Radiothon. We've got about 90 minutes left. I want to say a quick thank you to Tom down in Midlothian. Tom is the latest member of the Jeff Katz Club, donating $1,140. And because he's donating between 5 and 6 this evening, and he is a Jeff Katz listener, that money is being doubled. We have an anonymous donor that is helping us out until 6 o'clock, doubling the donations, matching what you're donating. So Tom and Midlothian donated $1,140, but in reality, his donation turns into more than $2,000. And you know what? Can help one or two people here at Children's Hospital of Richmond at BCU. Let me give you the number quickly. 804-228-KIDS, 804-228-5437. Joining us for a couple of moments here, Elias Nujar, who is the, I want to get the title right. Let me see, it's CEO, right?
It is.
It's CEO... president? No, just CEO?
CEO, although I'll tell you, I work for all these great people, so I work for them.
Okay.
But of the Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU.
All right. I want to make sure, listen, you've earned whatever the title is, yeah. and Grand Poobah sounds so doggone pretentious.
I don't know about CEO.
So, Elias, number one, thanks for dropping by. It's always good to see you, right?
Jeff, it's great to see you. Thank you for being here today, and thank you to all of our listeners for their support. It's been fun.
Yes, it has been fun, and I think, now nobody gives me numbers, but I think we're doing okay today, aren't we?
Yeah, you know, I want to say today's been spectacular, and so for all of our listeners, especially in this home stretch, we got a chance to make some magic.
Okay, all right, so do me a favor, because I try and explain some of this stuff, and we can talk about numbers, you know, 137 kids in the hospital, but it's a number, right? If for those of us that are parents, we know that each of those numbers, that's a person. There's a little person here in this hospital who, in all likelihood, no offense to the hospital, would probably rather be somewhere else, don't you think?
Boy, isn't that true? I mean, I think about for our children and our families, we're so humbled to serve, what this means for them. You know, it's stressful. They've got a lot going on. These children want to be at home and they want to be kids.
Yeah.
And so for us to make that experience special and to help support them through that trying time with some hope and some laughs and some healing, that's exactly what we want.
Hey, let's talk about the laughs for a couple of seconds here, because you will run into people, and I'm sometimes envious of these people, folks who have perfect children, right? I mean, their kids are just fine. They've never had to visit the children's hospital. They're not seeing a huge number of doctors or therapists. And they don't necessarily get the fact that in what can be really bad times, you get a lot of laughter out of this.
You know, you really do. I mean, I think about children. They're so resilient and they're so pure. And, you know, to be in some of the toughest circumstances and you see them smile and you see them give you that look. And I know our teams feel it every day.
Yeah.
And truly, I've told you this before, we get so much out of this.
Yes.
And that circle of life is special.
Talk about your team, because your team is amazing. And I don't think they get nearly enough credit. I don't think if we sat here for the next 36 days, they wouldn't get enough credit. So you brag on them a little bit, will
you? If I can, you're speaking my language here. They're special. We've got an outstanding group of folks, our physicians, our nurses, our staff. We're 1,100 strong when you think about that, right? All these folks who are so dedicated, our janitors who love what they do and they're interacting with these kids and these families. The specialists we've recruited here, Jeff, over the last few years, it has been incredible. You're talking about over 140 specialists from all over the world we've recruited here, some of the top talent in the country, and they love what they do. And let me tell you, not only are they outstanding clinicians, they're even better human beings.
Let's talk about the clinician, though. because here's what's happened, in my opinion, for Children's Hospital of Richmond at BCU over the last few years. You guys have moved into sort of a new level, right? You are now, without question, regarded as one of the premier children's hospitals. So we have world-class physicians and researchers and everything else who in the past would have said, no, I'm going to CHOP. Children's Hospital Philadelphia, it's all cutting edge. That's where I'm going to be. If I can deal with snow and ice, I'm heading to Boston, right? Maybe they're looking at warm weather. There's a lovely facility, as you know, South Florida with Don Shula and the whole gang. But you are now absolutely in that level, and you're stealing some folks. You're boxing above your weight class here.
Well, you know, I tell you, those are all great places, and I know the great folks at all those special places you named. But we've got some special stuff happening here, and you know, I'm a dad of three boys, and I'll tell you, this place here, we do a great job, and it's our honor to be able to do it. And so you'll feel that humility, but that great confidence and expertise. And one of the things we've really made it a point to do, and I'm passionate about this, we also have a lot of great caregivers in this community, and I want to give a huge shout-out to our pediatricians.
Mm-hmm.
They're the quarterback of these teams, right?
Yes, they
take care of these families, and we're honored to work arm-in-arm with them. And we've made a real focus over the last 2 years I've been here to work closely together, and that noise is amplified even louder for these families.
Let's talk a little bit about this new building, right? Now, the last time we chatted was last year around this time. We're over on Brook Road. Nothing wrong with it, but I got to tell you, natural light, the view, by the way, a huge number of beds, everything's shiny, and then you get the problem, I guess, you got this big hole in the back of this place that you're going to have to do something with, right?
We do. You know, Brook Road is a special place, so a shout out to that team. Yeah. I love that team, and they do great work every day. This building here, you think about the volume and the growth and the families we're honored to serve, and then this deep hole, 60 feet deep. We're going to have a new inpatient children's hospital in 3 very short years. Who's counting?
Right.
And it's beautiful. You know, I think about what it's going to mean for our families, an entire city block dedicated to caring for them at their most important times of need.
Yeah. What's the most important message that you want the community to hear? Right. I mean, you're here every day and you're dealing with, on the CEO side, lots of numbers and how do we pay for this piece of equipment, and gosh, here's a world-class surgeon, we want to attract that person here, but there are other messages. What's the real message behind this that our community needs to know, Elijah?
You know, I would say this, that we really love what we do, and we love this community, and our caregivers from A to Z. This is such an honor for us to be a part of it. And, you know, I look forward. I see so many great things that are ahead. And this is the magic of a day like today and yesterday.
Yeah.
Arm in arm, it takes a village. You know, they say that it takes a village. And we all have a chance to be a part of something special.
Yeah.
And it builds on a beautiful legacy and with some really bright lights ahead.
It really does. And I think that folks who have come here, there's a feeling, and sometimes it's tough to really describe the feeling. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's one of those things, a mother or a father who is told by their pediatrician, hey, listen, there's something wrong, right? I mean, nobody's coming here because they got a great report from the ped department. Hey, something's wrong, but we're going to take care of you. Now, I think in a lot of cases for moms and dads, and again, speaking as a dad of a little girl who has seen more doctors in 16 years than I've seen in 50, at the very beginning, it's just laser beam, right? I mean, it's you know there are people over here and they're probably doing stuff and yeah, they're helping your kids, but you're focused on this, and then you start hearing some of the things they're saying and you start seeing some of the things they're doing. You go, oh, you know what? I'm not in this alone.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah, it's special, isn't it? You know, so I think about these families we're so blessed to be able to care for. They have each other. And there's some powerful venues that we've put together, our family advisory. These are very, very passionate, vocal moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas and aunts and uncles who have a vested interest in making sure that we have a chance to listen and learn through their eyes.
Right.
And our teams, as we're meeting and we're talking about these, you know, critical learnings, you know, how do we do it so that we can be there for their children and their families, and they get so much out of being there for each other. And it's special. It's a bond that lasts a lifetime.
It absolutely does. Well, listen, Elias, I appreciate you dropping by. I'm a fan of you here, and as you know, a fan of everything that that you and your team, because I want to give your team as much credit, as we said, as possible, what you guys do day in and day out. So we're looking forward to helping for another hour or so, and I'm excited about what goes in that hole in a couple of years.
Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. It's always good to be with you. I do want to thank our team. We have an amazing team, so dedicated. They inspire me every day, and I can tell just talking with you, you feel that as well. And thank you to all of our listeners for their support and their generosity.
Absolutely. That is Elias Newjar. He is the CEO of Children's Hospital of Richmond here at VCU. Beautiful facility. And you can brag on the facility and admire all of the toys and the gimmicks and the pieces and the rest, but it is all about people. And that is what really does make the difference here. So I'm going to remind you that we've got slightly less than 15 minutes for dollars to be matched. All right. This is the last opportunity, the last 15 minutes where you can make a donation, and whatever it is, it's going to be doubled. Now, I continue to ask people, as I do every year, to join that Jeff Katz Club. It's $1,140, and it's a lot of money. I'm not going to pretend it isn't. You can break it up monthly. It's $95 a month. I will tell you, and I can't give you details yet, but I will tell you this, that Jeff Katz Club in the new year is going to have some additional benefits besides the fact that you're going to feel really, really good having made the donation. So bear that in mind, that this is definitely worth getting in on. 804-228-KIDS, 804-228-5437. If you can make that call in the next couple of moments, your donation, whether it's a dollar, $11.40, or $1,140, whatever is right for you, it's going to be doubled. So please take the opportunity right now. 804-228-KIDS, 804-228-5437. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.